Psalm 119, Part 10, Lesson 10, Preface. In young days, when the mind is active and the memory is strong, we should employ every opportunity to make ourselves at home in the Book of Books. It is a great and excellent thing if the soul is early enlightened with the heavenly wisdom. And not only should young men and maidens diligently read the Bible, they should also store their memory with select passages of the Old and New Testament. Parents also should early teach their children, or have them taught, in the Holy Scriptures. What is learned in youth is not apt to be forgotten, and the words of the Holy Ghost stored up in the memory are a treasure more precious than gold and silver. In the day of temptation, many a one has been restrained from sin and saved from ruin in body and soul by remembering a word of Scripture which was learned in youth. Not a few, after walking in sin and vice for many years, yet remembered what they were taught from the Holy Scriptures when a child, and at a late date it yet proved in them a seed of life. And what an excellent thing when in sickness, in misfortunes, in distresses, in calamities, the memory is supplied with such words of the Bible which serve to bring peace to the conscience, quiet to the heart, comfort to the soul. Also, in spiritual things, it is a true saying, "He that gathers in the summer will find a provision in the winter." The excellency of God's word is praised also in the 10th lesson. Cough. I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever." Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that man's prayer, without the word of God, is vain and valueless. God has commanded us to pray, and has promised to hear our prayer. But that prayer only is pleasing and acceptable with God, which is according to his word. So, St. John writes, "This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Now, no one can pray according to the will of God unless he has the word of God, in which God has revealed his will. If we do not offer up our prayers according to his word, we have no promise that we shall be heard. But if we come before him with his own word and do not soon tire, our prayer will pierce the clouds and will fill his ears that he cannot but hear. The second part teaches that all affliction and suffering without the word of God are vain and valueless. Self-denials practiced according to the commandments of men are of no service to God. And those only delude themselves who think they must be saved because they suffered so much in this world. Our salvation comes through the grace and faith of Jesus Christ, and our sufferings have no merit before God. Yet we have this gracious promise that our labor in the Lord shall not be in vain. It shall find its reward. Prayer. Lord our God, who has commanded us to pray, Grant us that spirit of prayer who alone can teach us how to bring our petitions before Thee in a manner acceptable. Cause Thy Spirit to guide us, that we seek not self-chosen works after our own thoughts, but continue in Thy Word, that we may be found Thy children indeed. Amen.